This is Flight Training the Way I See It with Mike Schiffer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Flight Training the Way I See It. This is the October 2024 episode, and it's the last month of October here in Miami Beach in South Florida, and the weather's breaking, and we're about ready to have a good old time down this way. We can sit outside and all of that. So anyway, that's going to be fun. Let's catch up on that a little bit. It's got some new things we're finishing off, some updates and some new stuff, so catch up on that. For the main content, this is what we're going to talk about for this month. Of course, you probably already know, but there's been an FAA rule change affecting flight instructors. So we're going to go through that. There's a renewal. There used to be renewal requirements. Now there's recency of experience requirements. And also we'll talk about the qualifications to train initial first-time flight instructors. So that's going to be something that's going to be here real soon, December the 1st. We're going to talk about our CFI boot camp delivering our first mastery class. What a win. We had about 12 people in that class or so, and people really got a lot out of it. Got a lot of really good reviews from it, and most people were remote. So the answer is yes, you can do this remotely, this class, and it's a weekend class. So a lot of people will be able to attend it. We'll talk about it here as we go, but I wanted to bring that up. Also, the NAFI Summit was postponed due to Hurricane Milton, and now we are back on with some dates there for you. So I've got those for you. And then our power hour, we do that once a week on Saturdays from noon to 1 Eastern time. We did the 210th episode just last week. So we've been doing these for about 4 years. Every kind of topic you can imagine, from deep dives into like the mathematics behind eights on pylons, if you really wanted that, how to do lazy eights the correct way, all the commercial moves or history. We did one of them on that. We went through all the flight training handbooks from 1965 to current, and saw what was left out, what got included, what was still relevant. So that's kind of the things we do on the power hours, and they're very well attended. And we were stuck for about maybe a year, between 40 and 60, and then kaboom, on October 12th, we had over 300 attend the power hour, and that was due to an email blast from FAA. This last power hour, we had 96, I think it was, so we're getting the numbers up there, which is good. And then we're going to talk about, did you know that additional category and class ratings for sport pilots don't require a DPE? Ooh, that's something interesting. And did you know that you, as a private pilot or a commercial pilot, can add sport privileges to that so you can get sport pilot privileges without taking a check ride? Did you know that? Ooh, that's something interesting, huh? And we're going to talk about our pro tips. We've got three pro tips for you this month, like usual. So let's get into it, and we'll take a little break maybe in the middle and talk about the things we're doing. And I'm pulling the last bit of hair out of my head that I have because I just finished writing all the CFI lesson plans, not most of them, but a lot of them, over to align with the new ACS. And I just finished that yesterday. And I don't know who's happier, me or the entire team waiting for the thing to get done. But it was a bit of work. I estimate it was going to take 40 hours, and it ended up taking over 100 hours. So yesterday I spent 9 hours straight. I took a 15-minute lunch, and I got up to get something to drink three times. Otherwise, I was on it. So there you go. We'll talk about that a little bit. But let's talk about this FAA rule change that was released in the Federal Register, and it's going to be affecting flight instructors. And I've already aligned our content to reflect that. Our presentation we do on flight instructor regulations has all been updated to this current content. And the book I'm finishing updating, which is our endorsements and scenarios book, had some scenarios in it, has some scenarios in it now about reinstatements and recency of experience. So let's get into it here. So let's talk about that. So starting on December the 1st, 2024, CFI certificates won't be issued with an expiration date. The process to keep it active is to complete an IACRA event. So you have to go into IACRA and create an event, one of these things, to say that you meet the recency of experience requirements. So that means that within 24 calendar months, you must have done one of these things. So put this on your calendar, because normally on your CFI certificate, you have a printed expiration date. Because that's no longer going to happen after December, You're going to have to keep track of this by yourself. Now, tip of the day. If you've done your recency experience and it's been a while and you go like, ooh, I don't remember when I did that really, you can log into FAA.gov, the Airman Registry, look for your pilot certificate, flight instructor certificate, and it will have on there the date of the last experience when you met the recent experience requirements because it captures that from IACRA. So that's your tip of the day. So here's what you have to do, must have done within 24 calendar months so you can exercise the privileges of your CFI certificate. So one is you have recommended at least 5 people for a practical test and have at least an 80% first-time pass rate. So at least 5 people, 80% first-time pass rate, will renew what was the previously renew. Now it's it will meet now, reset the recency of experience for you. The second way you can do it is you can still complete a flight instructor refresher clinic, a FERC. And it should be such that whoever provides that should be able to go into IACRA and do the IACRA event for you. You also, if you've completed a phase of the WINGS program yourself, and you've signed off at least 15 total events with 5 different people, over 5 people, let's say, then you can renew based on that. So that's something good. If you pass the U.S. Armed Forces Instructor Pilot Proficiency Check within 12 calendar months, that will do. You also, if you've passed the practical test, you can do that. So if you've passed the practical test for another flight instructor rating, or you do the recency of experience check ride instead of doing the other things, then that will reset the clock right there. If you're actively working as a company check pilot, a check airman, or a flight instructor in a Part 121 or 135 training facility, you can use that as well. Now, it's important to know that you're going to need a certifying official to sign the IACRA. So it's not just you going in there and putting it in saying, look, I did it. You've got to have someone who verifies that, whatever that is, and then signs the IACRA. So you're going to still need an ASI, Aviation Safety Inspector, from the FAA. That would be a free thing. You can also use a DPE as long as it's on their letter of authorization to do. They'll be able to do that. And you can also use an ACR, which is Airman Certification Representative, which the places that issue temporary certificates from FERC, so that's all they can do. That's a limited function, so you could do it with that. So those are the certifying officials. And the expiration date used for the endorsement now is then your recency of experience requirements, right? So that means that when you endorse somebody, if you currently have a flight instructor certificate with an expiration date, you continue to use that until that expires. Well, it doesn't expire, but you're going to have to meet the recent experience requirements. And then if you don't have that, then as soon as you meet the recent experience requirements, that's going to be your expiration date. So the endorsements are still going to say the same thing. The way you sign them off is going to be the date. It's going to be your signature. Then if you want to, you can print your name, your certificate number, and then the recent experience requirement deadline there. That would be there. So you could still call it expiration if you want. Okay, so that really doesn't change. So that's that. Now, if you haven't completed the recent civic experience requirements, let's say you forgot. Before, that was bad. Like, if you went past your expiration date, you had to reinstate. You still do. It's still called a reinstatement, but there's a better way to do it now. If it's been within 3 calendar months of your end, the lapse of your recent experience requirements, if it's been within that window, you can just go take a FERC. And if you take a flight instructor refresher clinic, that will renew your recency of experience requirements. So that's good. Otherwise, the only other way to do that is to take a reinstatement practical test. And if you look in the ACS for a flight instructor, you'll see a table, and it tells what needs to be done for a reinstatement test. And the renewal, I assume they will change that to say recency of experience. But there's, in the previous days, if you wanted to, before your expiration date of your CFI certificate, you could take a practical test to renew it as well. And that would be the same test as the reinstatement. But they put it in the appendix of the ACS for flight instructor. You will find it in there. There's also now new regulations regarding qualifications to provide ground and flight training to initial flight instructor applicants. That is new. And a lot of us didn't really much care for this. And we're going to see how this goes, you know. But they've commented when they send out the comments after the comment period, and when they finally write the rule, they give a pretty long explanation of why they did or didn't listen to comment or didn't decide to act on it or did or whatever the case is. So mine was in there. It wasn't, you're not listed by name, but just say, you know, some person, a person suggested this or an organization suggested that. So let me just tell you what they are. The first one, if you want to give first-time instruction, either ground or flight, to first-time flight instructor applicants, initial flight instructor applicants, what they call it. This regulation, by the way, 61.195 hotel. That's where you can find it. 61.195 hotel. So here are the ways. The traditional way, you have held a flight instructor certificate for at least 24 calendar months, and you've given at least 200 hours of flight instruction. Now, I believe the regulation before said for 2 years. It didn't say 24 calendar months. So to the day that you got your certificate, now it's to the end of the month. So you have to hold it to the end of the month and have given at least 200 hours of flight instruction. If you've done that, you're authorized then, just like kind of normal, like it was before, to provide that instruction. Now, if you have recommended at least 5 applicants for a practical test and at least 80% passed on their first attempt, then you're authorized to give initial training for provide flight or ground instruction to initial flight instructor applicants. That's new. There was a provision there for you to have done this very same thing. Then you needed also to have 400 hours, and you needed to work in a 141 flight instructor program only. You couldn't work Part 61 or outside of that program. Then you were authorized to do it. But they've taken all that away, and they said just the recommendation of 5 applicants with an 80% pass rate, no particular time of the certificate held, will be enough. Now, this is what I objected to, because I said, well, that'd be okay if it's for initial, if it's for an initial pilot certificate, because I, for example, can give flight instruction in a seaplane, and I can get you a seaplane rating between 5 and 7 hours. And if I recommend 5 people, I could have a whopping 35 hours of flight instruction given in my logbook, and then teach initial CFIs, which I think is not really what they wanted to do, but they said this should flush out with the DPE program. When people are recommending applicants and they fail because the instructors aren't good enough, because they really don't have the experience, then that should take care of itself. It sort of was like to relieve the general burden of the 2 years, I think is what they were after. So I can kind of buy into that a little bit. I can say, yeah, you know, if you get with a really junior CFI who doesn't know this information, then it's kind of a setup for failure anyway. You look for someone who can sign you off, as they, I love those words, sign me off. And then you go get signed off. And if you know what's on the flight instructor test, you're likely to pass it. But if you don't know what's on it or they change it, you're not likely to pass it. So because there's so many moving parts of this thing. Okay, so that was my rant on that. Okay, you know I'm going to do that at some point. The next thing is brand new. The next way to be able to give this training is you can graduate from what's called a Flight Instructor Enhanced Qualification Training Program. This is a new program under Part 141 or Part 142. Those schools are going to be able to offer this. And so far, there's no authorization yet for anybody, because the criteria is just published. It requires 25 hours of ground instruction and 10 hours, or ground training they call it, and 10 hours of flight training, of which 5 hours can be in a flight training device, an AATD or a full sim. So this will require some amount of additional training, and you can imagine what's in there. It's more information about teaching skills, practical psychology, and you know things that people kind of forget over time. So that will be available, and that will allow that to happen. Okay, let's move on to the next thing. It's CFI Bootcamp. That's us. Delivers our first mastery class. What a win! So October the 12th and 13th, I taught the new CFI mastery class in person in Miami, also remotely. So CFIs and CFIs in training both took advantage of the special price we offered. That's gone now, so there's no more special price. And there was more remote than in person. Can you believe that? So what this mastery class was it's 2 days. It's a weekend. The next one's going to be in November. I have to look at the dates here in a second, but I'll let you know at the break. So anyway, it's on a weekend, so Saturday, Sunday. Day one is using technology in the classroom and how to provide remote instruction. So we go through your tech, basically, and show you how to use it to teach using 4Flight as a teaching platform and Zoom as a presenter together, those things together. So you can do remote instruction, classroom instruction, one-to-one, whatever. We also show you backup strategies and how to use Dropbox with ForeFlight. We let you show you how to synchronize files between Dropbox, which is a cloud folder, and then you can share that with your students, or you can use it. You have everything portable with your iPad, no matter where you go ready to teach a lesson. And we talk about projecting to smart TVs and projector systems and how to use virtual whiteboards that are online versus in classroom. In day two, we practice using the technology a lot. We put you in small groups, and we have people to help get everything configured correctly. And then we talk about advanced ForeFlight and Zoom features and how to create compelling presentations using PowerPoint or Keynote. It's an art there. We talk about how most people get that wrong, and how to use a syllabus and deliver pre-flight briefings, not lesson plans, pre-flight briefings. We also show you how to keep track of your students using Google Sheets. We also go through Docs and Google Slides as online services, show you those are free, and you can use those, and it really makes a good show. And then finally, we do file management on the iPad and 9 points to consider when training people to fly Light Airplane. So the idea is when you're done, you should be able to use the technology, the iPad, maybe your laptop or whatever, go into a place that has smart TVs hanging on the wall or not, and deliver a lesson, and also be able to stay at home if you want to and deliver a full-on lesson online, share screens, draw on the screens, annotate, you know, be able to do whatever you want. So a lot of people felt they would like to do that but didn't have the skill for it. And within 2 days of this and with the practice, people walked out of there pretty confident with that. Now, the next one will be November the 23rd and 24th. And they start at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific time. So if you want to register, you can go to cfibootcamp.com, go to our calendar. So on the very top, you'll see a link or a button for calendar, and then you can go to those dates and you can register for that. That's going to be, I believe the course is 400 now. So you can look at it, but it's for 2 days, and you should walk out of it being able to make, my goal would be for you to make more, way more than $400 in the first couple weeks of getting done with this, right? Where you can feel that everybody's getting good value. Plus, it differentiates you from other flight instructors. So instead of you being the one sitting in a cubicle with all these things posted up, like airspace, all the, and you point to things with a pointer, you're going to be the one who has all the cool stuff, right, that you can project. You can have the students share screens. You can draw on the screen. You don't need a whiteboard. You don't need to worry about running out of pens. You don't need any of that. So I think that's pretty cool. That's my goal, is to have it make you way more money than you pay us. Okay, next topic. The NAFI Summit, National Association of Flight Instructors Summit, was postponed. It was to be in October of 2024, but we had Hurricane Milton come through there. So that didn't work out. The new dates, by the way, have been announced. They're January 13th through the 15th, right? And the summit will be held at Emeryville University in Daytona Beach, Florida. And if you want additional information on that, visit NAFI's website. It's NAFI, NAFINet.org. I got it right. I didn't write it down here because I go to it a lot, so I didn't feel I need to. But NAFINet.org, NAFINet.org will get you information on that. It's a paid conference. So I'm due to be there, so if you want to say hello, then look me up there. I don't know where I'm staying. I had to cancel, of course, the previous reservation, but usually I stay at like the Hilton Garden Inn or the Courtyard by Marriott. Those are the two places I typically stay. All right, and that's where a lot of us stay. Okay, let's look at the Power Hour attendance. Can you believe that? It exploded to over 300 for the October 12th show. So the turnout is typically, like I say, between 40 and, say, 70, something like that. And our regulars were really shocked. Me too. Topic was new flight instructor regulations, which it covered, right? And for over 4 years, this show has continued to deliver flight instructor and pilot-centric one-hour lessons to people nationwide and further. We have people on airplanes going across the North Atlantic. I had one guy from going from Dubai to London who's listening to the show on the Wi-Fi that's provided by the airline. We've had people who work in the airline, and on their breaks they listen to the show. They try. It's just amazing where people are sometimes. One person only can listen in the car because they drive during that time, but they don't try not to miss an episode. And you can get these Power Hours on our membership site. You can get the live ones when they're live for free. That's on the Saturday, so if you can. Otherwise, you have to go to our membership site. It's called Bootcamp Plus. And if you go to cfibootcamp.com and you go to the top under resources, you'll see, if you look down through there, you'll see Bootcamp Plus, and you can do like the basic membership, which is free. That gets you like 10 or 12 of them. And then you can join, get the full-on stuff with other things in there as well. It's worthwhile to have, for sure, we think so. And you get all 210 power hours that way. And believe me, when Saturday comes along, or Sunday, or Monday, when it's a rain day, you break out one of these, it looks interesting to you. They're always fun, entertaining, and very content is quite deep sometimes, but certainly understandable by pilots and people. It's a lot of things you didn't think about, so we've got a lot of stuff to say on the power hours. So that's when they are. Usually, for most power hours, me, I open up the room after the show to answer questions. That's something kind of new. We've been doing it maybe for probably a little less than a year. So I just figure, why not open up the room and let people say what they want to say? And I don't filter it. So if you didn't like what I said, you disagree, you're totally welcome to say that. If you have other things to say, that's fine. We have a lot of people will put into chat a lot of links or a lot of things that are very, very useful. And these all now have, well, I don't think all, but most of them, good 90-some percent of them, 99, 98% of them, you can get Wings credit for them now. So how do you like that? We got that set up. And the FAA will blast out an email for us, although they're having trouble with the SPAN's email server right now. So that's why some of the events you don't know about, from other places even, because that server was down. I don't know if it's up yet, but this is October the 28th as we speak. It's Monday. So I don't know. But anyway, that's that. And so you can get Wings credit for those. And we also put in links to like all of our free stuff in there during the chat. So it's kind of a nice thing. You can save the chat. It's a nice thing to be able to do. Okay, moving on. Let's move on, people. Did you know that additional category and class ratings for sport pilots don't require a DPE? Ooh. So if you have a sport pilot certificate, or you have a recreational private certificate, commercial certificate, and you want sport pilot privileges in a different category or class. Once you've taken the initial test, which you did maybe for commercial or for private, or a sport pilot did for sport, then to add additional categories or classes, you just need to find two CFIs. So, and one CFI will do the training and provide an endorsement to you to take a proficiency check. Now, the proficiency check will be administered in accordance with the sport pilot PTS by a separate, another sport pilot or subpart H, you, instructor, CFI, and assuming you pass or that check ride is passed or that proficiency check is passed, the endorsement will be made in your logbook and give you those privileges because sport pilots don't have ratings on their certificates. It's all by logbook endorsements. So, and then whoever does that proficiency check has to do, we believe this or not, a paper application to FAA because it's not an IACRA. So, and then that's pretty much what it is, and you can have at it. Now, once Mosaic comes through, I see this being, very popular. So you think about someone who has a rotorcraft helicopter and a commercial, and they want to get airplane single engine land commercial. The only time they can log PIC time is when they're solo with a solo endorsement. They can't log it when they're in there getting training with a CFI because they're not rated in an airplane. They're rated in a helicopter. So now imagine this. If because Mosaic comes out, now they can fly bigger and badder airplanes like 172, maybe even 182, things of that nature. Now what they do is instead of as soon as they get proficient, they go get a flight instructor, does training for them. Then they kind of find another CFI, does a proficiency check for sport pilot for airplane single engine land. Now, from that point forward, all the PIC time they're going to be able to get when they're in there with you because now they have an airplane. They're rated in an airplane, right? Now they have a rated sport pilot. Doesn't matter. They're rated in airplane single engine land, so they can log PIC time. So that will be kind of popular. There's no DPE necessarily fee to pay here. There's no waiting time to do. It's just passing the proficiency check. So that's kind of be something pretty good as the time comes through. Okay, and then see if there's anything else I wanted to say there. We do cover, yeah, I wanted to say this, that currently, CFI Bootcamp, we've always covered the sport pilot regulations, although we might have covered them a bit quickly because it wasn't something that most people did. But now that the sport pilot regulations, the endorsements, the AC, all that, not ACS, PTS, is available for testing because now in the flight instructor ACS as being there. It says sport pilot regulations and endorsements. That means that you're going to be tested on it. And so if you're going to be tested on it, we have to do a good job of that, which we do. So we cover the sport pilot and the sport pilot flight instructor regulations, and we cover that both in our online course and in the in-person class. So if you're getting ready for a CFI test, I would review these regulations. If you're getting ready and maybe you didn't know that you could be tested on them, and it's in the FAR Part 61, it's subpart J, which is sport pilots, and subpart K, sport pilot flight instructors. So have a look at that. Also, it's like I say, it's in our online course, and I just updated all of those videos. 16 videos have been either updated or there's some of them are new. And they're coming out in the new version of our online class in just a few weeks, so in November. Okay, now pro tips. Let's take a look at that. So New Ray makes the model airplane that we use at CFI Bootcamp. It's called Sky Pilot, and it's a 1 in 42 scale plastic model. It's a perfect size for 1-to-1 or ground schools. So it's available at Amazon for about $20, and it's exactly the right form factor. It's not this little tiny thing. It's an inch or two wide. It's 1 in 42 scale. It's not big. It doesn't have a wingspan like that, nothing like that, you know. So it's perfect. I don't have one here. I'll show it to you, but it's green and white, and it's made by New Ray, and it's called a Sky Pilot, and that's the one you want. About $20 on Amazon. Okay, pro tip number two, get a smart TV for the classroom or briefing area in your school. They're really inexpensive now. A couple $100, maybe $300, maybe on the outside if you really want to go to Lux 400. You'll be able to mirror your iPad or laptop and deliver a much better lesson. Plus, you can have movie nights at the school if it's big enough. Ha, I didn't know about that. All right, now if you use your third pro tip, if you use your iPad and smart TV, if that's your mantra, which is mine. So for example, when I go to the flight school or to teach a class, I take my laptop, I take my iPad, and I take an Apple Pencil. And about out of things I'm taking, everything's there. But there's something I have out in the car that, or if I'm traveling, I'll have in with me, that's a just in case. So get yourself a 6-foot HDMI cable, if that's what your TV takes, which most smart TVs are going to be that. And get an HDMI adapter for your iPad. It's a little dongle that fits in there. Because if the internet goes down, you'll still be able to deliver a lesson in the same way onto the television. Now, even if that goes down, you forget about that. If it's not a class and it's 1-to-1, you could simply just show your iPad to your student. So you do have that. As a class, it's a little harder. That's why I keep the cables around. Okay. Wow. Can you believe it? What are we doing now at CFI Bootcamp? We are finishing major updates. So I just finished yesterday all of the modifications and even new lesson plans for the flight instructor lesson plans that we have packed. And those are all aligned to the ACS. So that should be good. Those I'm going to anticipate will be out in about 3 weeks, so sometime around Thanksgiving. So you'll want to get a copy of those. If you have our lesson plans within a year, you're going to get those for free. They're updates. The other thing we updated was our scenarios, our endorsements and scenarios book, which is a book of now 34 different scenarios, from student pilots to flight reviews to whatever, and vision category classes, soloing people in helicopters from airplane to helicopter, that kind of thing. So there are scenarios in there with solutions in text, and there are flowcharts. And the flowcharts are looking really good now. They've been completely reformatted, and they're really nice, easy to follow. And it steps you through all the regulations in the flowchart. So if you see where you're getting something wrong, like this is a chance for you to say, let me see if I can solve it. And if you get it wrong, you'll see how you can get it right again. It'll show you the solution and how to get to the right answer. Okay, that's kind of the main things we're doing. I thought that was one other thing we were working on. The online course, yes. Those three things. And so hopefully the timing of those should be about Thanksgiving time, in time for Black Friday. So that's coming soon as well. So anyway, if you're looking to come to a class, I will be in Palo Alto on November the 4th. Through the 10th for our initial CFI class. Then we have a double I class that's on the 12th, 13th, 14th. And that still has some seats in it. There's too late for the initial CFI class unless you've already finished your online class. Now, I think it's too late. Wouldn't allow very much time. But the double I class certainly has availability, and there's no real prerequisites for that. So I think that's okay. That's a 3-day class. And you can go on our website, cfibootcamp.com, and get that information. In addition, we have some last little things so that you're connected. If you want a PDF of this newsletter, then you go to our website and opt in to the newsletter. It's down at the bottom of the page, the first page. You'll find it there. Recommend Power Hour, or if you want to join the Power Hour, it's a bar that kind of wiggles at the top of the page. You can go onto there. It also lets you post to social media through there if you want to. And there are other things there as well. So anyway, that's kind of all I have for you this week. Thanks for a month, I should say. We'll see you next month, November, on another exciting episode of Flight Training the Way I See It. This has been a production of Flight Training the Way I See It. News, tips, and opinions.